From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, it's the music of Frank Duvall for the orchestra, Les Paul, his guitar and trio, and tonight's special guest, Herb Jeffries and Illinois Jackett. This is Music Depreciation.
Good evening, music lovers. The doors on the walls of the halls of culture are open once again for music depreciation. This evening we are pleased, verily giddy, to present such fertile sprouts in the garden of artistic endeavor as our esteemed conductor, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall, the eminent master of the stringed lute, Signor Lesky Paul, and our thrice welcome guests, among them the great baritone of stage, screen, and shower, Herbio Jeffries, and the far-famed maestro Illinois Jackett, peer among tenor saxophonists. The concert opens with a 2.5-minute version of the Minute Waltz. Its leading motif is described thus. Charmingly described as a lush thrush in the brush. The Minute Waltz. As Johann Sebastian Bach stated following the debut performance of the Brandenburg Concerto, and I quote,
"Yeah, yeah."
Close quote. This brings us to a high spot in tonight's masterworks, the appearance of Professor Lesky Paul, described by critics as Voot on the Lute. A certain noted critic was questioned regarding the career of Professor Paul. He said, without hesitation, "For the playing of this work, the percussion section is somewhat altered. The cowhide drum has been moved away from the bull fiddle. Their minds were obviously not on the music." Here is a reading by Lesky Paul of Body and Soul.
It is with a pleasure that mounts to the more tangible reaches of delirium that we present for the first time on this concert series the brilliant baritone Herbie O. Jeffries. The aria he is to bring us tonight is titled You've Changed, from the opera You Don't Look So Sharp Yourself. Signor Jeffries has a word of personal greeting.
Hiya, Pops.
This profound phrase from the original Sanskrit is translated, c'est quoi, signore, signori. The signor continues.
Skiddy-wee-woo. Ay, 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 you dog, you dog.
Which is translated...
One side, Jackson. Let me get my choppers hopping.
You've changed.
Face is gone. Your smile is like the break of dawn. Oh, darling, at last you've changed. Oh, you've changed. Your kisses that were so blasé have faded into yesterday. Oh, girl of my heart, you changed. There were times when you said, I love you. You were just playing a part. Now when you say the word, I love you, I can tell it's straight from the heart. Oh, you've changed. That hopeless look has left your face. There's happiness in your embrace. Oh, darling, I'm glad you've changed.
Music depreciation. During this moment of beautiful and profound silence, this lovely period of peace and quiet, intermission, a word concerning the composition we are to hear in a moment under the baton of Dr. Frankenstein Duval. The arioso, meno mozo, maestoso, grosso, sozo, I cover the waterfront. The work is a tragic one. It pictures first a wanderer in a great building. Before him are many hundreds of doors. He is undecided for a moment. Then, with hesitation, he opens a door. And the movement concludes. The final passages depict the desolate and lonely starvation of an earwig stranded in a cello player's hair. This is I Cover the Waterfront. Thank you. In a moment, we will welcome the return to the podium of Professor Lesky Paul. The work the maestro had intended to perform in this second appearance was a series of excerpts entitled Autumn Leaves, the collection of an old rake. It was a reflective work, which on further reflection will be omitted. In its place, we hear the scherzando non troppo con Beat Me Jackson Cherokee. In this music, there is the scene of a storm at sea. The breakers roar, the surf rolls, the bosom of the ocean heaves and swells. This is the move over, bud, and give me some room at that rail motif. There is the maestro. The flinch game concludes in the upper balcony, and we enjoy together Cherokee. It was obvious from the very beginning that Illinoisich Jacquette was no ordinary mortal.
That's what the man said. He said that.
On viewing his offspring for the first time, the elder Jacquette gazed at the young one for a moment, then made this immortal observation.
Uh-oh.
It was not long before the child knew he was destined for music. Soon he was perusing passionately the works of Bach and Beethoven.
Two of those boys live right behind me on 12th Street.
And finally, the career of Maestro Illinoisich Jacquette came to its full fruition.
How do?
Here is the poem Romanza con Loco, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You.
I was beginning to think the same thing about you, Pops.
Thank you. The climax of this evening's concert brings us what is described in the memoirs of Johannes Brahms as a bash. In this work titled Frankie and Johnny, the orchestra under Frankenstein Duval states the theme, and we hear an un-Wagnerian love motif as sung by our baritone Herbie O'Jeffreys. In the third movement, marked agitated capriccioso for a bow tie on a nervous Adam's apple, there is a solo for saxophone by the eminent Illinoisch Jacquette. And finally, the entire ensemble beats the compositions to the socks and calls in unison for the Benzedrine. Maestro has appeared, the doors have been bolted, and the audience is firmly chained to the seats. This is François and Johann.
But it done a roll. Things that he didn't, shouldn't happen. With a sweet gal, that is true. Oh, she'd find that you've been out catting, and Jack, you'd soon be through. Oh, you better walk that straight, or you'll meet his fate.
This has been Music Depreciation. Good night, music lovers.
Each week at this time, from the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, Music Depreciation brings you the orchestra conducted by Frank Duvall, the Les Paul Trio, and noted artists from the world of swing. Tonight's guests were Herb Jeffries and Illinois Jacquette. See you next Sunday on Music Depreciation. Tony Lafrano speaking. Mutual.